I wait.
Welcome to the Defender 7 Current Events Thursday Night Broadcast with your host, General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and I believe I have a co-host tonight, our major pain in the butt, Lorna Munson. Just kidding. That's my sidekick. So anyways, those of you new just tuning in, welcome. If you haven't already done so, check us out on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, Just know that we expect all of our members and future members throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We're not just a Facebook group. We're not just a group just to be a group. We actually are trying to get everybody together and train for disasters, natural or otherwise, and shit, it's the fan. Now, we can also be reached by checking out our website by typing in all lowercase letters, www.defendersrvi.com. Once you're on the site, you'll see that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. That's the only way that we're able to do what we do here. So help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there, do us a favor, and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. Click on Organizations. Scroll down to Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. I also do a lot of postings on Instagram and Twitter. So there's two more sites that you can, or social media platforms you can check out. But by all means, check us out. Come join us. Thursday nights, it's kind of like a free fall around here. So, you know, we talk about just about everything that's going on in the world today, as crazy as it may be. But we would also like your feedback. We're all past few months, it's just been the same people calling in. So get up off your duffs and hop on and give us your thoughts and opinions on what's going on in your community. We like to hear from around the country. So I myself in South Carolina, my major, Lorna Munson's in Tennessee. Our medical, national medical officer, she's in Kansas. My second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, he's in Illinois. Colonel of East Coast Sector, Colin, Indiana. So, come on, folks. Like to hear from you. Now, before I start the show, actually, I have to read our disclaimer. Yes, we come with a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. So with that being said, that means that we go by opinions here. Sometimes, well, most of the times it's factual, but mostly our own opinion added on to it, covered by FCC guidelines. So therefore, you can say what you want as long as you're not threatening nobody. So the number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Or click on our link there inside the blog talk and scroll down. Hit us up in the live chat room. We're live every night that we do our broadcasts here. So those of you that are shy of talking on the radio, talk to us in our chat room. Say and bring in your co-host, Major Lorna Munson. What's up, girlie?
Oh, you know, doing the same old, same old.
Slacking, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it's been kind of rainy here all day.
Yeah, it just started like a mist here, I guess about 5 o'clock. But now it's like foggy. And it's still 70 degrees.
Yeah, it's still warm here too. And back in Wisconsin, my area where my place is, they didn't get hardly anything. They were talking about another derecho storm out there.
Right.
Stanley, Wisconsin, got it. And don't ask me where that is. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just don't, like I said, I think it was yesterday or when we were all talking. My own opinion, it's got to be the government messing with the damn weather system.
Yeah, HARP.
Yep. I mean, I can't.
Somebody else in Wisconsin brought that up, too. I made the comment about HARP on there, and she goes, yeah, and everybody thinks I'm crazy when they look at me like I've got three eyes or something.
Right. Well, you know, because we're conspiracy theorists.
Uh-huh. Yep, I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist than a snowflake.
Exactly. Because it's awful funny that everything we talk about happens.
I know. Yep, another,
and
I
don't believe in coincidences.
And now they're saying that AMRCON is hitting the United States at full force.
Yeah. Just like, you know, it's just like their other variants.
The disease that has no symptoms. Oh, that's what I heard, too. I don't remember where it was, but in their waterways, that's how they found out that their one area has got a lot of Omicron cases.
Yeah.
So apparently,
contaminated
to find out if you have Omicron, you need to go through your waterways.
Huh. That's just like I had a laugh because the technician that was giving me my EKG today, she was funny. The minute I walked in, she's like, so are you one of those? I said, one of what? She goes, you know, those. Got to have the jab. I got to do this. I got to do that. I said, get the hell out of here. You're talking to the wrong person. She started laughing. Well, my doctor comes in, and I've known my doctor for like 3 years. And usually she's upbeat and, you know, giddy because she's young.
All right.
Well, she comes in and she starts talking. She's got her mask on. She starts talking And she goes, "You got to excuse me." She says, "I think I got a frog in my throat." And she starts coughing. So she runs out of the room, and I can hear her hacking her head off down the hallway. She come walking back in, you know, because she calmed her and suppressed her cough. And I said to her, I said, "I just got to ask you something, Doc." She goes, "What's that?" I said, "You got the jab, didn't you?" And her face dropped. She goes, "Yeah, why?" I was like, "Because that's where you're getting that damn cough from."
Uh-huh.
And she goes, you mean to tell me you didn't get it?" I was like, "Nope." I said, "I refuse it." So the technicians behind her would have put her thumbs up laughing. And then when the doc checked me out and she left, the technician leaned over. She goes, "Oh, yeah, she's been hounding every person in this hospital to get the jab. And we keep telling her no."
And she's the one that got sick.
She must be, because, I mean, I'm telling you, she was hacking.
Yeah.
And remember, because you were still here at my house, they made the appointment, and then they called me back and said that they had to make it later because Doc was out sick.
That was when she got jabbed.
Yeah.
Huh.
But the technician was cracking up. She's like, "It's a shame you don't work in the medical field." She says, we could have this whole floor laughing their asses off all day." She said,
"Hello."
"Hey, how you doing, Maria?"
"I'm doing good, making cookies. Well, I'm making the cookie dough."
"Oh, cool."
"Yep, I got the dough. So I got banana oatmeal, which is, I got plain, then I got chocolate chip, and then I got craisins and raisins. And then I got regular oatmeal cookies, plain, chocolate chip with coconut, and then craisins and raisins. And then I got the sugar roll cookies ready for, and now I'm working on the lemon cookies."
"Awesome.
What, are you doing a Christmas cookie exchange or something?"
I like making cookies, and I don't get to do it every year, and or some years I only get to make a little bit. This year I'm actually getting to make a lot, so because I decided to hand out cookies to some of the neighbors, that the ones that we're friends with, and the ones that we're not friends with are also going to get cookies, because, you know, even if we're not going to invite them over for dinner anytime, I think that we need to be on better terms with our neighbors, you know, especially these days, and it's Christmas, and it just seems the right thing to do. I'm also going to bring some cookies over to my church. I think I told you guys I joined a church. In fact, I volunteered to do techie stuff, you know, to do the sound system and everything. So I'm looking forward to that. But, with all the crazy shit that's going on in the world today, I need to step back and do something that was nice for people. What have you guys been up to?
Oh, not much of anything.
No? How's your brother
doing?
Yeah,
just...
Good.
Both of them are doing good, and my sister-in-law is feeling way better since she got that surgery. Other than being sore from the surgery, she can breathe a lot better and she can walk a lot further.
Well, that's good.
And I forgot to tell you, Bobby, the biopsy on Thad's tongue.
it is non-cancerous.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's some kind of a ganglion tumor or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of a tumor.
Yeah.
Are they going to remove it?
Yeah, they took it off. After they took that off, his ear quit hurting, so I'm sure they're combining somehow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your ear, nose, and mouth. Well, they say ear, nose, and throat, but anything
same, same,
in your
same.
Mouth. Hopefully you and Nairi have been enjoying the quietness because he probably can't talk.
Oh, it's about healed up already. Oh,
he
and
what?
You know what I pulled on him tonight because I'm tired of him putting his feet in my face. While he was in taking a shower, I kind of put a bunch of lotion on the handle of his coffee cup.
Wow, that was me.
He'll get her back.
Oh, it's been on, believe me.
Oh, I know. I still owe you both.
That was a good one.
Oh, I believe me, I've been working on something that's even better.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so
well,
got
that
me,
was your own mistake. You should have sent that thing that you guys sent.
You know whose fault that was? Stephanie just stuffed everything in that big white envelope, and I didn't bother to check it out before I sealed it up and mailed it to you.
Because
you said you were the one that put everything in there. Yeah, so, but that's good that it's not cancerous and that they cut it out.
Yeah. Yep.
And I go, like I told you earlier, I think I told you, January 12th, they want me to do a CT, a CAT scan of my, it's called a calcium CAT scan.
Oh, okay.
To check my arteries and that leaky valve. All thanks
to
the VA.
Well, if they're trying to follow it back to your heart, they're not going to find a heart.
I told my wife that, too. She said, knock it off.
What?
That they didn't find no heart.
Well,
it's just,
maybe they
my prayers, but, you know, I mean, who knows what's going to even be around come January. I mean, you know, it's crazy stuff. Even my sister said to me that, schools sent out a warning to pay attention to your kids' social media because there's some kind of challenge going on to send threats to your high school, to your school.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They busted five schools down here within the past week. For one was a bomb threat, and the rest were threatening that they were and a couple kids. Are arrested because they showed up to school with weapons.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And one of the schools it shocked me. It was a freaking middle school.
Yep. Well, yeah, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about little kids. It was 11 and out on the west. Was it the west? Was it California? Maybe it was another state. An 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, or 11-year-old tried to hijack a car with a gun.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then I read about California that nobody is afraid of walking into a store and just nonchalantly walking out with a 75-inch screen TV because they know they're not going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not white. But, the thing is You know all those smash and grabs out west? I don't know if I shared the article, but or if I was a podcast I watched. I don't know. But it seems that they don't know each other. They're going through Facebook and TikTok and whatnot. And what they're doing is they're just posting a day, a time, and a place, and everybody just shows up.
Yep.
I mean, it's scary. And that one I showed you from Minneapolis, I haven't heard anything more about it, whether or not, about that woman and her mother, are they okay? Was it real? Was it fake? I mean, because the media isn't covering this shit.
What was going on in Minneapolis?
I think it was Minneapolis. I'm pretty sure I shared it with you guys. I think it was last week. A group of young people, looked like mostly females, put on masks and hoodies, got into this apartment building, went to this woman's apartment and just somehow opened the door, walked in and beat the shit out of her and her mom. You can hear it, see it. They videotaped it all.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Well, I said, that's all this shit that's spreading all over the place about, let's defund the police.
And then did you hear? So the sheriff, this one sheriff's department is going off on the NFL because the NFL was raising money to defund them and then wanting their help or some shit.
Yep.
Not to mention the NFL is now saying that Taiwan is part of China. They're kissing ass left and right.
Yep. A couple of Bongino and a couple other people I follow that I was watching today about, this Build Back Better, he calls it bullshit.
Right.
Which it is. And even my senator, Lindsey Graham, I can't stand the guy, but sometimes he does.
Shit.
Yeah, but sometimes he does step up, and he did today, because the left is so. The left is trying so hard to debunk one of the special investigators that investigated where all this trillions of dollars was supposed to go.
Yeah,
and they called it out and they're challenging it.
Yeah, because the CBO. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, and Psaki has screwed up so much that now they're bringing that deputy dipshit, I forget her name, Charlene something. She did a press conference today. And she was like stumbling over words and you could tell in her face she was flat out lying.
Well, they've been lying left ever since the beginning. I mean, they haven't been telling the truth since day one.
No. And same thing. I've been following a lot of the coverage of the BS that they're trying to pull on. Still on Trump.
I don't know anymore. What the heck is going on? It's a lot of concerning stuff, that's for sure. But supposedly they've given up on the Build Back Better thing, and now they're going to focus on the election integrity, because all of these conservatives that think it's okay to get violent in order to steal an election. So, they've got to make sure that they federalize the election so that they can defend it against the conservatives who are going to try and steal it for Trump again since they couldn't steal it in 2020. And
the thing is they need to investigate the whole story, the whole thing, not just because they were not Republicans. They were not Trump supporters that did January 6th.
Nope. But they're saying that they're deliberately misreading those text messages. I mean, they're trying to set us up, but we're not going to give in. You know.
No.
And did you see about those military guys in New York that are created a group and they're standing up against the vaccine mandates? They're trying to go into restaurants and they're getting arrested and they're spending time in jail.
No, I ain't seen that.
I don't know if I shared the article or not, but yeah, it's really kind of cool. I forget what the name of the group is called. Then down in Kentucky, this sheriff made 30 or 60 people leave because they were wearing Patriot T-shirts. They don't belong to a militia or anything like that, or maybe they do. But at any rate, it's called Patriot something. But this man who lived in one of the towns that got devastated by tornadoes belongs to this Patriot group. So they came, no guns, no nothing. They weren't wearing you wouldn't have known, you know, look at them from a distance, but they did have T-shirts that said Patriot something. They were out there cleaning up the mess, looking for people who were missing. You know, they brought dogs to help look, et cetera. And the sheriff told them that they either left his town or they would be arrested. He did not want them making him look bad. I don't know if I shared that with you or not. Let me see if I can find it. That really pissed me off. I'm not sure if I shared it or not. Let me see. It's just, you know, it's like, what the heck is wrong with people? Here, this man, you know, he's part of a group, and he just called friends to come help, doctors, nurses, et cetera, and they were told to get the hell out. You know, because they were making him, they were making the guy look bad. This thing is crazy. That's all I know. And then I'll tell you, here's a nice story. So this veteran got drunk and he was on probation or something, but the judge had no choice but to put him in jail overnight. But then he found out that the guy has PTSD and claustrophobia. So do you know the judge went to the jail and spent the night with the veteran?
Awesome.
Here, I don't know if I share. Like I said, I don't always remember. I don't like overwhelming the room, so I don't always share everything. But here, I just shared it. That was an awesome story. It was a wonderful story. It was uplifting. And the longer I remain unvaccinated, the more evidence I see supporting my decision. But let me see if I can find that thing about
I don't know if you heard me talking about my doctor's appointment today before you came on.
No, how'd it go?
The technician that did my EKG, she's funny as shit. The first thing she says to me, she goes, "Don't tell me you're one of those." I said, "One of what?" She goes, "You know, I got to get the jab." I was like, hell no, not me. You got wrong guy.
Why would she think that?
She's funny. So the doctor comes in to check my heart and everything, and she starts coughing. She goes, "I feel like I got a frog in my throat." So she runs out of the room, and I hear her hacking her head off down the hall. She comes back in, and she apologizes. I said, "You got the jab, didn't you?" And her face just went down. She goes, "Yeah, why, didn't you?" I was like, "Fuck no." I said, "That's why you got that cough." So the technician's behind her, thumbing up to me and cracking up. And when the doctor leaves, she whispers to me, she says, she says, she don't like it. She's running around this hospital telling everybody that they need to get jabbed. And we keep telling her, nope.
Yeah, I mean, the here's the thing. They may have, oh my goodness. They may have, they may have stopped the federal mandates or the state mandates, but businesses, they can still do it as private businesses. You can't, yeah, you know, they can't tell them they can't. And, you know, and it's sickening. It really is. But, you know, in the military, what is it, 5 more states are suing the federal government because they have no intentions of forcing their National Guard to get vaccinated. Yeah, I'm sharing some articles with you while I'm looking for the specific one I want. But
more and more people stand up and refuse it like that. We'll end up winning, and it's starting to look like more and more starting to stand up.
But in the meantime, we're not making any money because they can't get unemployment. You know what I mean? So you know, so it, at the end of the day, you're right. They will win if they don't give in and get the shot first.
Oh, Bobby, you have a weather alert in your county.
Why'd you get it? Not didn't.
I don't know. It just says weather alert for South Carolina, Richland County.
Yeah.
I have these guys all messed up. They don't know where I'm at.
Now, you know, do you see that they're trying to release Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, say that the prosecutors in his case erred by allowing prejudicial evidence at his trial, so now an appeals court is considering overturning it. So that piece of shit is going to be able to might be able to walk free.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. It's disgusting. But,
anybody hear anything on that? Maxwell?
On who?
Oh, yeah, I'm not really following it. I mean, I read the headlines and stuff, but to be quite honest, I don't see it going anywhere. It has no real names have been dropped. I mean, the prosecutor's case is done, and you didn't really hear anybody. There's no name. They didn't talk about anybody. They didn't mention Clinton. They didn't mention anybody.
No, and Kyle's been all silent again.
You know, now the defense is going to do theirs, you know. So I don't know. We'll see. And then Pfizer is buying out this small pharmaceutical company that specializes in cardiac arrest medicine.
I just heard today on the news that they're advising everybody to stay away from the Johnson & Johnson booster because it causes blood clots. They want everybody to take the Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah, like they don't cause blood clots? What the hell is wrong with that?
I know.
They said very little...
There has been very few cases of blood clots, is what they said. That's a bunch of bullshit.
They're lying.
For the simple fact, a friend of mine died, and they're trying to say that he died of COVID blood clots, but he was a diabetic, and 80% of diabetics apparently die of blood clots eventually.
No, they're lying. They're lying. Well, I know. They're outright lying. They're actually more cases of blood clot issues on the VAERS associated to Pfizer and Moderna than to Johnson & Johnson. AstraZeneca probably is the worst, but Pfizer and Moderna have a hell of a lot more. They lie. They freaking lie.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't bother listening to them anymore half the time. Right now I'm looking for, CNN. So, you heard about that pedophile at CNN. It seems that Project Veritas actually has videos, sound bites of him describing what he wants to do with this woman's 15-year-old daughter or 7-year-old, whatever. Literally describing. It's pornography, big time. I couldn't listen to it. I don't, with regard. I mean, if it was in one of my books with adults, it would be kind of kinky. But when you're talking about doing it with a child, it's disgusting. And Chris Wallace just joined CNN. What the hell does that say about him?
Yep.
Here's the video. Yeah. This is only a minute long. There's a fuller version, but I could barely do the minute and 30 seconds. It's disgusting. But it's such bullshit. I shared about the, I'm looking for the thing about the troops that were sent home. I'm trying to remember who shared it, but yeah. I mean, I'm only in like maybe two or three rooms now. I left a lot and I did join back one or two, but that was it. But I still can't remember everything. And then there was that dust storm yesterday in Kansas. Did you read about that?
Nope. Well, no, I didn't see anything on that.
Oh, yeah. It was yesterday. I'll show you a video. It was last night, I think. You should join this channel. She's awesome. She's actually was an actress, and she's a singer, too. I'm like, oh, my goodness. She's a wonderful person. When you hear her laugh or talk, you wouldn't realize what a beautiful singing voice she has. Let's see. What else? I'm trying to think. But there are some people of prominence that are, standing up. Unfortunately, they're automatically getting canceled. Pennsylvania and I forget what other state, is it Georgia, are saying that, yes, there was some fraud, not enough to affect the election in 2020. And it was all people who were trying to vote multiple times for Trump. I'm like, I bit my tongue.
Yeah, that's what cracks me up. They still sit there, and every little thing that comes up, it's all, oh, well, that's in the Trump investigation. Oh, that's all Trump's fault.
I'm going to be honest. I won't deny that you probably did have some people that tried to, vote multiple times for Trump or some other, person. It happens. But
yes.
But you need to investigate. The guy in Georgia or Texas is saying that they want to get it's Georgia because of Stacey Abrams. They want to get rid of all the drop boxes. They said the drop boxes were only put out for the special thing because of COVID, but none of them followed the instructions. None of them had a camera on them 24/7. They did not have when you hand off something, they did chain of custody, nothing. Holy crap, $10 for a pound of Oscar Mayer thick-cut bacon. Last year, it was like, what, $5, $6?
Well, over in Norway, where one of my cousins live, they're paying $7.10 for a gallon of gas.
In California, I believe there are a couple of places that are, and Biden got a really nice warm welcome in Kentucky. Go Brandon. But now since they can't get, their stupid, Build Back Better thing going, they're going for, federalizing the elections. I sure as hell hope that they're not successful. And the Olympics, you know, nobody wants to give up the Olympics. They just want to stop sending the, the diplomats. Like, what the hell is not sending the diplomats going to do? You're still giving them the money. And, you know, and the same thing, somebody was saying, oh, well, we should still let the athletes go because they worked so hard to get there. And remember what happened? Was it Germany when Jesse Owens, you know, won the race or whatever, you know? But they don't seem to realize, you send our athletes to China, they can take their DNA. You think they're going to let them go through things without getting tested? They'll steal their DNA. God knows what kind of experiment they'll do. You airborne shit through the ventilators. Why would you send your athletes there?
Because they get a kickback.
But it's not. it's really, and then Pedo Biden, you know, touching all those kids down there. What the hell? That was awful.
Philadelphia's got a new vaccine mandate.
Oh, did you just see that now?
Yep, everybody has to have it by a certain date, even kids.
Well, they're doing it in New York.
And if they don't, I hope they have a stove. I hope they don't get it.
Who the hell knows? It's getting ridiculous. And now, you know, they don't want to put, they're delaying moving the to Jerusalem, the embassy. They delayed moving it. Or they stopped moving it or something like that. I just saw an article somewhere. Donald Trump said we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Well, not anymore. It's been canceled. Supposedly at Israelis' request. It's really... Oh, and then some Danish minister went to prison for 60 days because he opposed or she opposed child marriages. I'm looking for this certain thing. Where the hell is it? It's a good article, too. But a lot of and then Elon Musk, people don't, they're saying he's picking up Trump's habit of the mean tweets. LA schools are promoting two-spirit sexuality to four-year-olds. What the hell is wrong with these people? I'm looking for that. You know, and then wasn't there there a time when it was illegal to be a communist or something like that? Not illegal. The hell, you couldn't do certain things. And even after McCarthyism, I mean, isn't there, I thought there was some kind of law or something, but now they're just out in the open with it.
CDC failure. International investigation finds design errors and contamination in first batch of COVID-19 tests.
Oh, yeah.
In the earliest RT-PCR test due to contamination and design errors.
Wow. Oh, here's a laugh. I'm looking for that article. It really pissed me off when I read it. Yesterday, 10,000 tractors sealed off Berlin. They surrounded Berlin so nobody could leave or enter.
Huh.
Well, HAARP is getting ready to hit. Severe weather forecast for the entire United States.
Yeah. I really think that that thing of tornadoes was HAARP.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it just is really, really freaky the way it happened, you know. I mean, of course, they're trying to blame climate change, but that's not climate change.
No.
No. That's tampering with Mother Nature.
Now, there's going to be some serious issues. So what the heck? I know I shared it somewhere. Where the heck did I share it? It's really scary what's going on right now. And people need to be prepared.
Yeah, because everybody's going freaking nuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe it's this one. More people are waking up, I guess. I shared this map with you, I think. This is that map where I was sharing that the NFL has decided to make Taiwan part of China. And, you know, if I were Taiwan, I'd tell the NFL to go fuck themselves.
Yep.
You know, because they're not good. And then I think you might have seen this already about the CDC issues grim forecast warning. Weekly COVID cases will jump by 55%. And how much? And 99% of them will be vaccinated people. So, and this federalizing of the, they better not federalize the elections. They do that and here's the thing though. I was listening to something that was saying they actually will not be successful with that because Joe Manchin and Kirsten from Arizona, the same two that really put a kibosh in their plans for the Build Back Better are the same two that will put a kibosh in their plans for the the federalization of elections, because they would have to get rid of the filibuster in order to pass that, and neither one of those senators is willing to get rid of the filibuster. So, Which, so that means that more than likely they cannot federalize the election. So they're going to have to go back to their old cheating ways. The hell is that damn article? Really sucks.
Kroger grocery store is being attacked now.
Really? For what?
They're forcing them to get the vaccine.
Oh, Aldi's too. They said their people had to get vaccinated, and so I no longer shop there. That's all. I no longer. I just don't shop there anymore.
And now they're going to be shutting down the schools after New Year's because of the Omicron.
Which state? I know.
Tell you in a minute. Oh, crap, it's hot out here.
I know. The weather's been really wacky, and the moon looks really weird.
my guess is going to be New York, but let me look.
Well, yeah, I did see something about New York, and making people sit outside. They're like, oh, there's, you know, that's perfectly okay.
Oh, I guess it's in London. Never mind.
Well, no, it's here. I know I saw it somewhere here as well. I'm trying to find that damn. I hate when
my guess is New York, because New York is the biggest snowflake around.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Army commanders relieved over vaccine refusal. Free beer, Bobby.
I'm here.
He's out. Oh.
Yeah, well, and just like, but like I was saying too, is that the excuse me, is that you know, with everything that's going on in the so-called Congress and everything, with fighting back across the floors, and
right.
You're not, you know, again, you see a lot of posts that everybody says they work for us, but yet they're not letting us know what's actually going on.
No.
Yeah, I know. They work for us. They don't look like it.
And that's what pisses me off. Because, you know, like I said, you know, I personally don't care too much for my senator.
Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, but he brought up a lot of good things today, a lot of good points.
Yes, he does quite often bring up good stuff. The problem is when it comes down to actually doing something, he almost always takes the side that hurts us.
Right.
Yeah, like on the judicial committee, all those, you know, fucked up judges, he passed them. You know, he tells, you know, says bad things about them, but then he passes them. He lets them slide, he says, because it's up to the sitting president to decide who should be judged. So he's not going to deny any of them, even if they are communists. That's what I'm saying. He's still been in office too long. He hasn't done any, you know, He's been in there how many decades, and what exactly has he accomplished?
It's the same amount as what Biden's accomplished in over 47
right.
years. Nothing.
All of them need to get the fuck out. Anybody that's been in there more than two terms has got to go. People who are, you know, especially ones that have been in there 30 or 40 years.
Right. Well, we've all agreed on that several, you know, for several shows
yeah.
that we've done that, you know,
yeah.
there should be term limits.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the current Congress people don't feel that way, even the ones that are in their 80s.
Of course not, because that would mean that they couldn't continue on their illegal
what?
Stuff that they do behind the scenes.
And you know, and then all of them, Nancy Pelosi is planning on signing something, or she said that it's okay for them to do insider trading.
I know, I saw that. That's bullshit. That's conflict of interest.
I'm pretty sure that goes against, you know, the Constitution or
it does.
Or something.
It's against the law. But, you know, they're
yep.
above the law, so it don't matter. I mean, I've also been following the nominees that Biden's trying to get passed.
All the communists, all the Marxists?
Yeah. And so far, one Democrat and the rest are all Republicans saying that they're not going to vote for them to get in there.
Well, one can vote.
Because one of them's that wants to be a Supreme Judge for policies.
Mm. I know the one
she
that they just
Before she put her name in for to be a nominee, she was an advocate of some sort on Twitter and some other shit. And
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Between Cruz, Kennedy, and oh, God, what's that other guy's name? He's real good.
Hawley?
He calls everybody out.
Josh Hawley, John Kennedy, Ted Cruz, and Jim Jordan.
Jordan.
There's a couple.
Jordan.
Bang.
Jordan.
Jim Bang.
They literally, after they kept on asking the questions and these nominees kept on dancing around the questions. They said, I wouldn't vote for you because you you can't answer a simple question.
Right. Yeah, it is what it is. They're it's a scary thing. Look what the DOJ is doing. It's all the American people are getting fucked. The only thing is that at some point the American people, well, one hopes the American people are going to stand up and say enough is enough. But
right.
Yeah, one of the articles I share with you, I think, is this military guy that gets arrested for trying to eat at the Cheesecake Factory or something, and he's military, and he's like, look, he goes, and I don't know if he's vaccinated or not. He just said it's none of your business, and he goes, I'm not showing you my passport. He goes, I bought to this country, you know, and he named places that he was in, and he's like, if I got to spend the night in jail, oh, well. He goes, but we've got to start standing up.
Yeah, and see, that's just it. You know, that's why I was glad seeing all this stuff. And I keep following it because, it, like I said, the simple fact is that, you know, there a lot of these senators and stuff do, you know, partaking in the committees for these ones that want a job in there. And
yeah,
they're calling them out.
Now, here's another thing. For all people keep making smart-ass remarks about QAnon, like I just saw two more articles about QAnon, which there's no such thing. You know, people who follow Q actually are not violent. They actually are against violence. The Anons also, you know, people don't seem to realize, they're interested in getting rid of human trafficking and rescuing children who are being abused. Now, of course, you got a few crazies who are going to go in and try and shoot up, but that, you're going to get that anywhere. But the Anons and the people that follow Q, they're nonviolent. They're a little weird, some of them, but they're nonviolent. So, you know, it really cracks them up. You've got to see some of their posts. They get a kick out of all these posts about how, you know, they're violent and they're doing this, that, and the other thing when it's a lie. You know, or the Trump supporters, like they're trying to say that, you know, there actually were other people murdered on January 6th besides Ashley Babbitt. There was another woman down in the tunnels who was beat to death by the Capitol Police.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons why they're fighting the release of video. Because the video video from down in the tunnels shows the Capitol Police beating on the supposed insurrectionists, the invaders, you know. It also shows the fact that the Capitol Police are the ones that initiated the violence with the flashbangs and stuff when you look at the timing. So, you know, that's one of the main reasons why they're trying to prevent the defense, the defendants from getting a hold of the video. Because the videos will show that it was peaceful. Those people went into the Capitol peacefully and were attacked by Capitol Police. That's scary.
Oh, yeah.
That is really a concern because, you know, that you have Capitol Police officers that would be willing to do that, because I am sure that not all of them were, and they probably made sure that the ones that were not willing to beat up on people were put other places. And that's probably also why the National Guard wasn't allowed to be called in, so they could cover up what they wanted to do. Which reminds me, that's another video. I wish I could remember where I saw it. I don't know if you saw, but down at the border, the National Guard are actually allowing people to cross the border unhindered, and they were blocking reporters from filming it.
Oh, yeah.
But see, they were on federal land. See, that's the thing. See, the federal land is where all of the crossings are happening because state police can't do anything there. Although the reporter that was recording it was accusing Abbott of participating. But whatever the case may be, they are literally allowing and assisting those border crossings. And now the men, the criminals that Trump deported last year are all being invited back to the United States. And not only are they invited back, but Biden is paying for them to come back.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, it's sad. It really is sad. You know, but yet we've got to raise funds to help our homeless and our veterans. But yet we just give money away to people that are here illegally.
Yep.
And then there's all that, what is it, 40,000 Afghanis or whatever that they have determined did not have a right to be here, but they're not going to send them back. Find something?
Yeah, well, this is on the tornadoes at that candle factory. They're being sued because employer demonstrated flagrant indifferences by refusing to allow employees to go home early as the storm approached.
Here's the thing. Did he put a chain lock on the door? Unless he put a chain lock on the door, then I don't see where they have the right to sue him.
Well, it's the same thing with COVID.
No, forcing somebody
They're forcing people to get vaccinated to keep their job. These people are trying to leave to save their lives, so it's pretty much the same thing.
No, because see, here's the thing. You leave and the building gets destroyed. Well, you're out of job no matter what.
Right.
You know, and you leave and there's no storm, there's no tornado. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have left. I mean, it's still your choice whether or not to stay or go.
You
see what I'm saying? We're just so focused on suing people, and for COVID, I agree 100% because you're forcing somebody for a medical thing, and I am, you know. And what would have happened if they said, okay, you all go home, and then there's no storm? Do you see what I'm saying? So that's like a your choice situation. You know, the COVID is a completely different situation. I wouldn't compare the two.
They're not backing up their they're not going to be held responsible if they get vaccinated if they get sick.
Right. Well, see, here's the thing. There's a letter you can download. You take it to your boss and you say, you sign this letter that you accept liability for anything that happens to me behind this vaccine, they're not going to do it.
So then employees can do the same thing at their workplace. If a storm comes down and takes out the building and I requested to leave, then they can sue the building, the company.
But, yeah, again, you know,
because any place that I've ever worked, if there's a bad storm coming, they always said, especially the people that live far away,
they've always said, if you need to leave, go ahead and go.
Right. You know, I
these,
you know,
people are getting threatened to lose their jobs if they left because they're afraid of the storm.
But do we know the full circumstances? Have they come out with the full circumstances on what exactly was said and why and at what time? You know,
they had 3 hours before the storm got there to make the decision whether to let the employees leave or not. By that time, the storm tracker, the weather, already said that it was going to be a very dangerous storm.
Well, let me ask you this. What would have happened if they would have left? Would they have gotten caught in the storm?
Not if it was 3 hours away.
You know, again, you know, I mean, that's like an iffy situation. I'll be honest, I'd need to hear a lot more than what I have been hearing about it, because what I have been hearing about it, you know, and at the end of the day, we still have to make our own choices. Somebody tells me you either stay here or lose your job, and I'm thinking, my family is at my house, and there's a tornado coming. What's more important, my being with my family and making sure they're okay, or me being here, or me staying here to keep it? I'm out, you know. You know, because they stay, they get hurt, or their family dies, or whatever. They sue the company, but so fucking what? That doesn't bring back a life. Suing the company doesn't bring back the person that died. It doesn't heal the person that was hurt.
No, but maybe they'd make better choices later on.
No, they're not going to. They're not going to. And the court case is going to take years. And, you know, what will those people see money anytime? No. And, you know, so like I said, it's all individual choices. I'm not saying that they shouldn't sue them, you know, necessarily. I am just saying at the end of the day, it was their choice whether or not to stay. Your choice whether or not to get the jab to keep your job. We need more people to stand up and say no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But everybody's afraid. But people are afraid. That's what the problem is. People are afraid. I'm going to lose my job. So instead of going home and making sure that my family is okay and everything's ready for the storm, I'm going to stay here, because staying here and having this job that I probably don't like anyway is more important.
That's the
you
thing
know,
with the back. If I don't get vaccinated,
yeah.
I'm going to lose my job. How am I going to take care of my family? That's the same thing.
What is it they say? You cannot avoid tyranny by giving in to tyranny or something. What's the quote? There's a quote. There's a quote. I hear it all the time, and it frustrates me. I can't remember it. But basically, you know, giving in is not going to win. It's not going to win. Saying, oh well, I want to get a medical exemption, that's not fixing the problem. You still have to show proof of something. No, you want freedom. Oh, that's. Yeah, giving into tyranny, you're losing your freedom. You're not going to gain your freedom by giving up your freedom. You know, I'm just not good at quoting stuff. All I know is that we need people of substance, people who other people look up to, who, even if they don't necessarily hold power, hold an audience to stand up and say no. Like this star on General Hospital. All right, are either of you familiar with General Hospital?
It's a
soap
opera.
Yeah, my mom used to watch it back in the day.
Well, there's this actor who's been on that show for 29 years, and he just lost his job because he refuses to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
We need more people like him. We need more people like him to stand up and speak out who are not afraid. Look at all of those athletes that got vaccinated so they can keep playing soccer, and how many of them now have had to retire or have died or had heart attacks because of the vaccine, because of blood clots and heart issues?
Right.
They're saying that it's only Johnson & Johnson vaccine that gives you the blood clots. They're telling people you can avoid getting the Johnson & Johnson if you possibly can, and get one of the other ones.
That's a lie.
But I don't think there's a... Oh, I know it's a lie.
They're actually saying that.
They are actually saying that. I heard it on the news today.
Oh, my gosh. That is a lie. That's an outright lie. Oh. Israel only used Pfizer. Only used Pfizer. And they said something like 29% of young men, teenage, you know, 17 to 21 or something like that, got myocarditis and blood clot. I mean, 300,000 people. Oh, my gosh.
I got a good one if it'll load.
What?
I've got a really good one if it'll. Oh, here we go. Refugees are not getting COVID vaccines because makers are scared to take liability in case anything go wrong.
But there is no liability. That's the whole fucking point. There's no liability on that.
I know.
But they're getting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
A new study has shown that millions of migrants may be denied COVID-19 vaccines from the global program due to big pharmaceutical companies scared of being sued due to harmful side effects. The stunning revelation was based on word from officials of these big companies, as well as international documents from GAVA and charity operating the program. Considering the devastating effects of the pandemic on a global scale since 2019, over 5 million fatal cases have been reported, not to talk of devastating effects it had on the global economy. As of now, only about 7% of people residing in low-income countries have received COVID shots. One of the main reasons for this is due to the hoarding by richer countries, export restrictions, and red tape. There's also been hampering of numerous programs due to hesitancy among the general public, all on which have contributed to these uneven numbers across the globe in regards to the vaccine distribution. Then comes the legal concerns that COVID vaccine manufacturers are fearing, despite all the facts that officials say that the unvaccinated people give an ideal environment for coronavirus to mutate to another terrifying variant in the near future. However, COVID vaccine manufacturers offer require countries around the world to indemnify them for any adverse effects suffered by individuals due to the vaccines.
They lie. Mm-hmm. A large number of those third world countries, they don't want it. It's not just that they can't afford it. They don't want it. Not only that, in order for them to get it, Pfizer is demanding that they give up their military bases, their capital. I mean, you got to see what they got to sign in order to get it. India did an expose on it. One of the Indian...
No, I never heard this one before. Currently, there is a global program in place called COVAX, COVAX, meant to be a last resort reserve of shots to be administered by humanitarian groups. The aim is to help refugees, migrants, and asylum seekers, as well as those afflicted by natural disasters or any event that's taken them out to the reach of their government's help.
That's interesting. That's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting the vaccine. No freaking way. Why are they going to give me this measurement 2 3/4? That's a pain in the ass. I hate having to measure 3/4. I'm going to just do a full 3 cups. Yeah,
well, that was funny shit.
Well, I don't know anymore. I'm just going about my daily life, prepared for the worst, you know, hoping for the best, but prepared for the worst. Otherwise, you're just going to give yourself agita. And I don't want agita. Where the hell is my cream of tartar? I know I have it here. Well, I don't know. Yeah, so I have to make sure I have enough cookies for 20 boxes. So at each box, I want to put, you know, at least 2 dozen cookies in. So that's a lot of freaking cookies. So you figure 20 times 24. That's 20 times 24 is 8.
Risk of myocarditis, pericarditis, and cardiac arrhythmias associated COVID-19 vaccine or SARS-CoV-2 infection.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one of those articles I just shared from you with Dr. Z, he's awesome. He's the one that discovered, he's one of the ones that came out that Glenn Beck used for that article, that 2-hour documentary thing, Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Z, he's the one that figured out why they were refusing to use it. I mean, I think it's a disgrace, but, you know. They deliberately, they used that right to try thing. They deliberately circumvented it. I'm making snickerdoodle dough right now.
I love snickerdoodles.
That's my favorite.
I read an article called Cream of Tartar that was kind of interesting. It's the cream of tartar that gives the snickerdoodle that that distinct taste. It's a something of making wine, a side component, a leftover, what the heck do they call it, darn it? Damn. At any rate, it's related to wine. I thought that was kind of cool. Hey, have you heard from Chris about his truck?
Nah, he said something about either today, if not by Monday, he'd get it back. So I haven't heard anything since, so.
Yeah, things are crazy. And here's the thing. The way things are going, I don't know. How much time do you think we got before all hell breaks loose?
At this point, I couldn't put a time on it.
I'll tell you, we've gone longer than I thought we would.
Yeah, because I thought by now, you know, something would have broke out already.
Well, things are getting worse. There's no doubt about that. And this shit with Russia and China. And Iran with their damn nuclear weapon. And, you know, China accusing us of, crimes against humanity and shit.
Bill Gates says conspiracy theories that unfortunately involve me are keeping many Americans from the COVID vaccines.
No, they're not theories. It's his own mouth.
Yep. What an idiot.
And actually, to be quite honest, it's not because of him that I'm not getting it. It's because of the science.
Exactly.
Unlike him, I actually follow science. The real science.
And that's why I always say, you know, do your own research. My word for it. But you're dumb as shit. If you're not smart enough to go check it out before you go, okay, let's go get our shots.
Everybody else is doing it, so I have to jump off the bridge too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look at New Zealand. New Zealand is pissed because they're getting that paperwork. And a lot of the crap that's on there, they were not told were possible side effects. So they all got their shot without being properly informed.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know. That's where the Nuremberg Code comes in.
Hey, did Snoop Dogg murder somebody or something?
Not that I know.
But I think he did in the past.
No, I just come across an article that says Snoop Dogg's murder trial is becoming a Starz series.
Oh, no, he did murder somebody, just not recently.
Oh, I don't know nothing about him. He's a rapper, and I don't like rap, so... I just know the name.
Some of his early stuff was okay, but
He's not. I'm not real. I like rap, but he's not one of the rappers I like. I like the style. I like rap. It's just that the majority of it is degrading to women. It's violent. It's anti. It's negativity. But if you listen to rappers who are, you know, telling their story and it's, you know, it's positive, or, you know, it talks about their life and how they went from bad to good, or, you know, their walk with God, or, you know, it's the style is awesome. It's the story they're telling that's a problem. And so if you're listening to rap that's negative, then you're not going to like it. Absolutely not going to like it. But if you listen to rap that's positive, like Bobby shared Tom McDonald. I mean, if it wasn't for Bobby sharing that people so stupid, I would never have discovered Tom McDonald. Now, I find it hard to watch him because of all the tattoos all over his face, but I have all his albums. I love listening to him. Now, his old music, when he first started rapping, I don't like that because that's nasty, negative, and all that other shit. But once he cleaned his act up, he stopped drinking and doing drugs, and, you know, and he got his life back on track, because he was originally a wrestler, a pro wrestler in Canada. Once he got his life back on track and started rapping with a more positive note, his outlook, everything changed. His music changed. So it's still rap, but because it's a different story, a different connotation, you hear it differently. Sorry. Probably more than you wanted to know.
No.
Not a rap person.
No. Same thing. I don't really
tell rock and roll.
No, I'm very eclectic. I'm very eclectic in my taste. I love big band and swing. I'm jazz really isn't my thing, but I do like some. I like Ella Fitzgerald. She's you know, I love listening to her. I love Billie Holiday. I love, you know, there's some other, was it Grover Washington? So there's some jazz. I love listening to that, that I like, but I wouldn't like go out of my way to listen to jazz type of thing. Christian rock. I love rock and roll. I'm with you. I love classic rock and roll. I don't particularly care for acid or punk, but there are some songs in those genres that I like Twisted Sister. You know, everybody likes Twisted Sister. They're
Twisted Sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
used to be friends with, I'm still friends with Dee Snider.
Really?
Yeah, he does a radio station in Philadelphia. He's a DJ now.
I didn't know that.
WMMR 93.3.
Yeah. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I don't like AC/DC overall, but I like some of their songs.
I've been to four of their concerts.
Oh, I would never go to their. I would never go to a Kiss concert or a Twisted. I would never. No, I don't go to concerts. I can't handle them, especially concerts like that. I went and saw Paul McCartney and Wings. I went and saw Harry Mancini. Do you guys know who Harry Mancini is?
No.
Name sounds familiar.
He did the music for Peter Gunn. He's an orchestra leader, Harry Mancini. You should look him up. He's dead now, but he was an orchestra conductor. He also, do you remember that he did Elephant Walk?
the movie with John Wayne and what the hell was that woman's name with the elephant that followed her around all over the place in Africa? I can't remember it. I think it was John. Was it John Wayne? But at any rate, yeah, I've seen him. And I don't really go to concerts. Like I said, my mom took me to see New Riders of the Purple Sage when we were young, and it didn't go over well. So she would never take me to another one again. And I showed you pictures when my sister and I, we went and saw Three Dog Night when they were old, but they're still good.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes.
Godsmack. Oh, yeah. Metallica.
I've heard of them. I don't like Metallica, but I don't like Marilyn Manson, but he does have one or two songs that are okay. Santana. But yeah,
he's
no, I grew
bag.
Up with like Blue Oyster Cult, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Jackson 5. Did I say Steely Dan? Who's Bob Dylan? Who else? Yeah, so my favorite movie was The Sound of Music. I mean, like I said, I have an extremely eclectic taste. I love Wagner. I love Wagner. I think it's sad that they stopped teaching music in school and art and all that stuff, along with God.
Yep.
What am I making now? Ultimate chocolate chip. Peanut butter. Okay, so
yeah, but like I was saying too, is I've been following a lot of the, you know, the different things that they're bringing up in Congress, and like I said, you know, it's obviously coming to a point because now you got Democrats that are, you know, going against a lot of the Build Back Better plan. I mean, don't excuse the Republicans, the 13 Republicans who voted on the crap they did a few weeks ago.
Right.
I had to laugh because Dr. Fauci is predicting what will happen with the Omicron now.
Oh, I know. That was another one that Ted Cruz called out the other day.
What did he say?
About his lies. He had him...
about his predictions?
Yeah. He said, I want numbers. He says, I don't want to hear that, oh, yeah, it's here. And it's in this place, it's in that place. He says, I want actual numbers. And he started stuttering. He's like, well, all you got to know is that, you know, I'm for the science. And Cruz goes, but, you know, if you're for the science, then you would have actual numbers.
Exactly.
And if you were for the science, if you were for all about the science, then why is it that Africa says that this Omicron is just like getting a cold? It's nowhere near what Delta, you know, supposedly was, and even COVID.
Right.
And he shut him up. I mean, every time Cruz goes after him, or even Jordan too, they shut him right up. They're like, I want the facts. I want the real facts, not your facts. I want real facts.
Yeah, what was that we were talking about that the other day over in Israel, where they're doing a study on
the effectiveness of natural immunity is way more successful than the vaccine.
Yeah, but they're still forcing people to get the vaccine and be and carry a passport.
Yeah, and that's that bumbling idiot they call president. That's all he says in all the speeches. And he lives up to the creepy Joe because he always leans into the microphone and whispers it. Get the vaccine.
I know, he's creepy. Creepy Joe.
Yeah, the same thing. 80 to 90% of the people with Omicron are vaccinated. And as far as I know, only 1 or 2 people have died from it worldwide. And it actually was not first in Africa. Africa is just the first people to report it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's every time they want to take your mind off of someplace else, they come up with a variant.
Yep.
They want to push these mandates, come up with a variant. Because they're getting pissed off because those of us that are smart enough not to get them, they have no control over. And I'll say it again. A mandate is not law. It's not in the Constitution.
Well, I'm just seeing here, Louisiana judge blocks nationwide COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. And it's a 14-state lawsuit against Biden.
Yeah. Because those that got the balls enough to do it, they're going after them.
And Biden's administration does not have the authority to bypass Congress in issuing such a mandate.
See, and here's the problem, though. They can get rid of the mandate, but they can't really make the hospital stop. Now,
no.
The hospitals now have to take the responsibility on themselves, so some of them, I believe, are going to stop, you know, because otherwise they could be held responsible. But because they can't fall back on the possibility of it being mandated by the government. So there is that. We can keep all we can do is keep our fingers crossed. But there are still going to be schools that are going to insist on masks. There are still going to be companies that insist on you being vaccinated. You know, and you can stop it at the government level, but it's now a social issue. So
That's where you go with your people and walk out if they're going to force the mandate on the companies and get an attorney.
Right. And that's where it should work because now you have the backup. And, you know, like I said, hopefully people will do that. You know, you have those people in New York that are going into restaurants without wearing masks and refusing to show them their vaccine card, and they're being taken to jail. But they're going to have to stop doing that at some point because it is not really a mandate. It's not a law. So the business can refuse and see this, no shirt, no shoes, no service. They can do no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. But then they're the ones that are going to lose out. But they can be arrested because that's on their thing. You see what I'm saying? If you walk into a store that has no shirt, no shoes, no service, and you're not wearing shirt or shoes, they can call the police on you and you can be arrested. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's kind of a catch-22.
Because the only thing they can do is refuse you service.
Right.
Yeah.
They can refuse you service, and if you refuse to leave, they can call the police on you. That's their property. They're allowed to do that. Now, on the other hand, though, by their doing that, they're screwing themselves because, you know, they're going to lose a lot of business that way. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Getting rid of the mandate is a good thing, and we'll probably see a lot of companies backing down. However, you're still going to have those cameramen that are going to insist on the mask for the vaccine change.
But that's what I'm saying, too, is that, you know, it's already been proven by the medical personnel. They don't care. They're like, you know what, you're going to force me to get the shot, I'm leaving. And they walk out.
Yep.
I just seen that there's, little under 4,000. I don't know if it's all military, if it was just the Army. They were specifically talking about Army, and then it kind of rolled into the other branches. But for only 4,000, I walked out that refused to get the vaccine and the paper thing to say they don't have to get one.
Right. The exemption.
And 7 states have received half of the 31,611 Afghan evacuees relocated from U.S. military bases.
Yeah, that's... And everywhere, in all the places that they are, there have been reported rapes or physical abuse or child. Yeah.
Holy crap, they're expecting 8 feet of snow in the mountains.
Well, they get snow in Tennessee.
I don't know what mountains it is. I got to look. It isn't telling. Oh, California.
Yeah, they get the snow there, too.
Yeah.
I think I might wait until tomorrow night to do the peanut butter and the gingerbread. I'm tired.
Well, this don't make sense. Walmart is still closing stores across the country due to the outbreak. Walmart is the only store that stayed open. How could they be closing down?
Probably because people don't want to work there. Who knows? Or, they don't have enough supplies to fill them. So they want to keep, the stores open so they have enough goods to sell.
Well, good. I hope they do close. It'll give the little guy a better chance.
Yeah. One can hide.
Oh, here's a new thing that the military recruits required to sign a statement acknowledging COVID-19 vaccine mandate before training. So I hope all these
guys that are planning on going into the military pay attention to that little stipulation, because I'm sure it'll be in fine print.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they can't. They may not be able to force the ones that are already in there to get it, but they can force the ones coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling most people these days that are going to be joining the military are woke and already vaccinated anyway. Because this is our military, man. We have the world's finest military, and you're trying to turn it into a joke. You'd be more dignified just to, you know, surrender than to do what the hell they're doing. I mean, we our own generals are stabbing our troops in the back.
Yep.
What the hell are you doing?
Dang, it's pouring out here.
Well, if it's raining, you're not going to get snow.
Yeah. Two minutes left.
All righty. Well, it was great having you both on. I appreciate you sticking with me the whole 2 hours. God bless America. God bless our kids, our first responders, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.